The United Nations says there's widespread contamination in the Gaza Strip and West Bank from explosive ordnances. The UN Mine Action Service has identified nearly 1,000 dangerous items during missions requested by humanitarian partners, which is equivalent to encountering an explosive device every 600 metres. Chief of the UN Mine Action Programme, Julius van der Walt, has called it a daily emergency that's endangering civilian lives and hindering the delivery of humanitarian aid and reconstruction efforts. He outlined the toll it's taking at a press conference.
So since October 2023 in Gaza, more than 1,000 people, I think the latest figure is more than 1,200 people, or on an average of one person every single day have been killed or injured by explosive ordnance. So of all the accidents that we have been able to verify and get more information about, nearly half of those victims are children.